Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I am Christy Mercer. Yes, you have landed on listening to this episode, hopefully in the thick of summer, whether you are away, sunning yourself sick, whether you've got a little bit of time off work, where you're kicking it with family and friends. From us, from Stace and I, we really hope that you are, I don't know, maybe taking a little bit of time out to get reflective, just like we are on 2018. That is what our summer sessions that we've done the last couple of years are. I reckon it's an interesting time where you stop to have a little bit of a breather and a bit of a space from what the fuck has just happened, because November, December, let's face it, is a bit of a blur. I feel like there's this hecticness of energy where you constantly feel like you are forgetting something or leaving your keys in your house even when you're not, and even when your to-do list is maybe kind of sorted, there's this feeling of like floating around a bit more than you normally are. So that is why it's nice to kind of look back and also be appreciative and celebrate all of the ups and the downs that have come into your life in the past 12 months. And that's exactly what we're doing now with some of the incredible chats that we have had, not just with women, but this year. I kind of also forgot that we, for the very first time, invited a dude. AKA Guy Sebastian was our first ever guy on the Thinker Girls Pod Channel, which is kind of a big thing when you've had conversations between, you know, chicks and clever, talented, funny, amazing, inspiring ones at that for the past 6 or so years. So this is a bit of a collection and a bit of a chance for Stace, myself, our team, and from feedback from you guys, because obviously we couldn't do this without you. So the episodes we know that have really connected to you are ones that we've kind of put a bit of a fine tooth comb over at this time of year and thought, which ones will we rehash? Also, just because we are feeling the love, we couldn't do any of this without you guys that listen, and we couldn't do any of this without our team, Abby and Jordan. We love you guys. We couldn't do this without you, our posse, especially our VIP members. We know that everybody that downloads, subscribes, listens to a podcast, even sporadically, is out there spreading the word about what we do, but also for people to actually give money and donate to us putting together a channel of content that we think's mega important is kind of neck level. And that's also something that we're mega appreciative and reflective on this year too. We love you, and we hope that you enjoy this summer session, whatever you're getting up to. Bye, Felicia.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I'm Stacey June.
And I'm Christy Mercer. Hi.
Holla.
We're back, baby girls, and happy to be here.
Yes, we're glad that you're here. We have mixed things up a bit. Hope you enjoyed our very first guy podcast last week with Guy Sebastian.
Oh, people have been frothing it. People have been getting on board, saying it's one of their fave eps ever.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't read that.
Yeah, no, I did.
I was like, did you pull that somewhere? Or? This is a podcast channel. We drop different shows each and every day, depending on what we feel like, when we feel like. Mostly there is a guest episode, a catch-up, and a 411, which is a pop culture episode. But, yeah, the next half of the year, we kind of asked you guys if you cared what days episodes went where.
Well, I was just about to say that whilst you're in New York.
Gives a fuck.
Oh, 99.9% of people were like, I don't care.
No.
I don't, because we were all like, are people going to be thrown? Like, do they need the catch-up on the Monday like usual? Do they need the 411 talking about new stuff on a Thursday? You know, because that's the way we'd kind of planned it out.
People don't give a fuck.
We are also going to do a podcast this week as well, giving some instructions and I guess a little bit more of an expansive idea of our TG Patreon, I guess, donators, is it? Mm-hmm. Or like funders, because that is something that we have just been blown away with all of the stuff that's come through. A few of you have actually signed up for different memberships. So it's just been a bit of a, I don't know, we've just been getting our shit together and mm-hmm. we'll approach that later this week for when we kind of launch all of the memberships and when they go live.
Yeah, if you're not sure what we are banging on about, there is a way that you can support us financially. Maybe you've been listening for a few years and instead of buying a coffee one day you want to chuck a couple of bucks our way for us to continue to do, 4 to 5 different shows a week for free. We'd really bloody appreciate it. If you can't afford it, no wuckers.
We'll put it in show notes. Yes. If you want to find out, you can check out on the website or on the Instagram bio link is where you can find that. But I just must say before we won't go on for that too long. We'll create a different episode for that. But thank you so much for those of you that have jumped on board. Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. Okay, so this is a catch-up episode to kind of crack back into the week and the year and my life.
Yeah. I'm like gagging. I'm like actually like I'm an ice addict itching my arms. Like it's I actually
feel very emotional all of a sudden.
Yeah, because there's so much stuff, right, that has happened over the last couple of weeks that you guys and me, I don't even know ins and outs of a lot of what's gone down. So finally we're all going to find out together exactly what our old mate Stacey June has been up to.
So as most of you know, we had a 2-week hiatus and I went to New York City. Yes. And I don't know if I would have put it online by now, but I'm pretty sure it would have dropped somewhere that Ben, my partner, and I got married in New York and we eloped on Friday the 6th of July. We decided, as I'd always kind of dreamed, that we wanted to take our commitment and the idea of marriage into our own hands. And we made the very hard decision of running away and getting married. We made it after we'd already booked the New York trip. So it wasn't like this whole trip was about New York. But I am married. I am a wife. It happened.
A wifey, you got a hubby.
So two weeks ago.
I mean, like usually on this kind of app, you would have like, okay, let's do this topic. I can't even think of another topic because I just have so – like my brain is bursting with questions. So
let's just also let you guys know.
Is this the eloping special?
Yeah, it is. Because
it legit is.
This is our 100% authentic catch-up on what I did on the day I got married because Merce has not heard anything. We've kept it for this conversation. So we're fucked up. Like we should just really have our own friendship. But we love doing what we do so much that we're – putting mics in our faces in order to go through this together.
You know when people are like, oh, it's so authentic. How do you do it? We're like, because it actually is.
Because we wait a whole day to talk to each other before we actually do. So
can you imagine that as a sidebar? If you're listening to this and your bestie runs away and gets married and you've seen them for like almost like 10 hours and you still haven't been able to ask questions about how they got married. Like, it's messed up. So I've got so many things to ask.
All right. So basically just most of you would have heard on this show that the whole wedding thing was really overwhelming for me. And I wasn't even sure I wanted to get married. And we decided that that was definitely eventually something that we both wanted after a lot of consideration. And then the next step was how do we do that and how do we do that authentically to us? I feel so nervous. I do. Because I haven't overly spoken to that many people about it yet. So up until this point, we got married. There were a few people that knew. We had a dinner for my birthday, which was also as a bit of a celebration for getting married with maybe 17 people came. Mm. So there's really only probably 20 people in the world that know we've done this yet. So by the time this goes to air, all of my family and friends will know. Yeah. But sitting in this chair at the moment, my mum and dad found out the day after. But my whole family sitting right now in this moment, they don't know. So they're about to find out in the mail because we've sent them a letter.
Okay, so that's another thing.
I feel very nervous because I'm talking and a lot of people don't actually even know this yet. So I know that we're going to only launch it after they find out. But right now it's full on. Like,
so yeah. What's making it – where are the nerves coming from? People's reactions at not knowing and like
– I just think adrenaline. Like yeah. You get married and then you are so excited about that day. But look, to take you through the day, we decided to elope. Really early on in our decision to get married, and we didn't talk about it much because we knew we wanted to do it. I don't think I've even told you this, but March this year we had thought about running away to a little house. We found a place on Airbnb up the coast, and we're going to get a celebrant and a private chef and go up and elope.
Just you two?
Just us two. The chef was going to be the witness, and we like food, so that's what we were going to just have a feast and have a celebrant in this tiny little this epic kind of place on the water. And then shit happened. Life goes on. A lot went down this year for me, which over in the next few months I will be sharing again. I've had a few little things go into my life personally, which I'm ready to share, and that's to come at a later date. But things happened and we weren't able to elope. So then we kind of kept it that, okay, where else are we going to do this? Ben's best mate wanted to head to New York for his 40th. I'm obsessed with New York. Ben had never been, and we were just so excited by this trip. And we had some drinks, which we'll put in show notes as well, which was, I don't know, a faux engagement kind of thing. And it just was a bit of a schmozzle. And I just really remember from that point, it was just such a great thing that those drinks were a bit of a fuck up, because as much as they were great in some ways, they weren't in others. And it just really honed in that reminder. Because you get engaged and you kind of think you want to do all of these things. You might lose why you originally got there because you get kind of caught up in stuff. And it gave me a really good reminder of the fact that I don't want this crap. I don't want to focus on other people.
I don't want drama.
Yeah. I don't want hassle. I want to commit to my man. That's it. So I, after that, and a lot of people that night, very drunk, said to me, you guys should just fuck off. And I was like, in my heart, I knew it was also a sign.
Isn't that so interesting? Because I think some people go through tough times, you go through shit, you go through plans not working out, right?
Mm, mm.
And I don't, you know, like you see that written on quotes and all those kind of things, you know, the roadblocks, the detours, they're the ones that take you back to where you're supposed to be.
Mm.
And it is kind of, it's kind of nice because do you think you guys would have eloped had that not happened, had that not been such a clear indication that if you did have a big fuck off wedding, like the masses, that maybe it wouldn't have gone so smoothly?
And also we didn't deal well with the drama because we get very nervous. And Ben is kind of a shy person, and I've realized over time the more something means to me, the lower key I want to go, which is what my bestie said when she said a few words at our dinner over the weekend. She kind of said, it's funnily enough, considering how big Stacey is and how big her life is and how sometimes very public it can be, the most important stuff to her I've noticed over time is remarkably low key. And it was because I think that's who I am in my heart. So we decided to elope. We were already going to New York and we were like, fuck it, let's just do it there. So we had to tell poor old Ben's best mate that it wasn't just going to be about him. Yeah. That actually, we
know
Schmink
Foot is quite a big deal, but also so is getting married, bro.
So we separated. We had the greatest week. It was so intense. New York so full on. I found myself on a bit of a boys' trip. It was Ben's best mate and another one of his friends that were celebrating his birthday.
How far out from leaving for New York had you decided? Was it like 3 weeks before the trip? Was it, you know?
Probably 2 months.
Yeah, okay.
So,
which is a pretty short amount of time too.
Well, maybe when we had that March, April, so April, May, June, maybe 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, about 3 months. No more than that though.
So that's what I mean. No wonder you feel nervous, because this has been a secret that you haven't been able to tell for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have a shotgun wedding, or we just decided on a whim, you know, and they might know a few days before. It's been something that I suppose especially when part of your job is to speak about your life and decisions and thought processes that you go through, this would be a pretty big one that you've had for, you know, a quarter of a year that you haven't spoken about.
Yeah, and I've had a few secrets this year because a lot of stuff, there's been some really unexpected things that have come up and they've hit me pretty hard. So this was essentially the magic spark that kept me really, really honest and hopeful and and positive with where I was in my life, because the spark I found with Ben is magic, and it was just that really kind of got me through some pretty tough times. And I think if we were planning a really big wedding, I wouldn't have had that magic spark feeling as much, because it becomes so much more about other people, and other people don't necessarily make me feel that same kind of safety that Ben and I have and what he makes me feel like. So thank God we decided to have this little secret that was our little, and a lot of close people around us, our little, I suppose, I don't know, like little magic planted in the middle of the year that we just had to look forward to. And so we got on the plane. It was about a week after we left, and I don't know, I literally, everything was just smooth sailing once we made that decision. Like, I had an idea that, I think it was on the Thinker Girls Instagram page, 2 weeks before Christmas last year, I'd posted a picture of this Sassenbaya jumpsuit, right? And I thought it was the most epic thing I'd ever seen. It's sequin, it had like a cape at the back, and I wrote as a joke, "Do you think this is too much to wear to Christmas?" It was just a joke. I just wanted to post it on Instagram. And the second we thought about eloping, I was like, I need to wear that jumpsuit. I need to wear that jumpsuit. That's the only thing I can just imagine. I just saw a picture of it in New York, in the photos, whatever. So I rang them.
Bit of an SJP.
Yeah. Well, it was just so different. And I don't know, just, I was like, I don't want to think about this. I'm just going to go get that. And then it's done. And then I thought, fuck, it's actually was out in December. So that's almost 6 months ago. So rang them, went in, you know, my size, was on sale, bought it at 10 to 9. She's like, beauty, if you wait till 9, I actually think there's a sale. Again, another sale. It just, everything about this decision, just the universe just provided. Like, so I tried one thing on, got 50% off basically, walked out, put it in the wardrobe, and did not try it on again until the day before I got married.
Oh my God, he's done a me. That's amazing.
I just didn't care, because it wasn't about anything else. It was about this logistical kind of commitment and decision with Ben. I mean, granted, he was very involved in his suit, his shoes. He was really bride. He took the bride.
What was he rocking?
He had like a blue checkered kind of number and just a white shirt. And it was kind of, it was kind of capped at the ankle. So he got it properly tailored and everything. He was on a wedge thread.
Yeah, I know he was. Yeah. Well, he was. He looks V-trim. Yes, I saw him this morning.
He's been running and
hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Ben.
I know. He said he hadn't seen you in ages when you were going to come around for dinner last night. He's like, I've not actually had a catch up with Merce in a while.
Like, he's a handsome dude, but I was like, wow, he's looking good.
So we then had just decided to stay at a hotel in Dumbo for a couple nights, splurge out, and then that was it. Friday came, we had a hair and makeup artist come. She didn't know what she was in for, really. I booked her through a friend here, our eyebrow lady, actually. She knew a mate. She lived around the corner from the hotel. Okay. It was just everything.
So when little things like that are falling into place, you're over there.
Yeah.
Are you feeling more and more and more excited and right in the decision? Like, was it, so there was never one point where you go,
well, you
are
have
we
to
making
get,
the right call?
You have to get a marriage license to get married. So whether you get married in City Hall or you get married with a celebrant or whatever, everybody needs a license in order to have the ceremony or have whatever. So if you choose to get married in a church, in a park, in a fucking whatever, you need to have this license. Didn't know this even existed.
So you, as the people getting married, the celebrant doesn't do it. You have to.
I don't know. I don't know. I think you have to get it, but maybe some people have that as a part of. But you'd have to go show all of your ID and stuff. So I imagine you have to do it. I just never heard of anyone doing it. I think it's just the paperwork part.
I have never, ever, I know a few people that have gotten married. Nobody's ever told me about a wedding license.
I know, but this is the thing, because that's just there's a legality to it, which is, I kind of loved that. I loved that it was really stripped back, that we were like, all right, we've got to get the papers and do all that stuff. That in a way, when we got the license, I did look at Ben. We waited for fucking 3 hours in City Hall in New York. And I was like, this is so unromantic. Like, there's nothing romantic about this. But I'm kind of liking it, but I'm also kind of petrified of it. Like, am I going to regret this? And that was the only anxiety I had when we first sat there boiling hot, like in like sweating and just kind of waiting for this license on the other side of the world, just the two of us. And I said to him, no matter what happens on that day, you've got to understand we've got to be each other's everything just for the day. If I freak out, you're going to have to be my bridesmaid. If, like, we need to just be a unit and just look for each other, and I'll do the same for you. And so we pinky promised that, and just that to kind of not just be each other's partners and turn up, but we had to be kind of the world for each other for that day.
Mm.
And that made me a bit scared, because it's like sometimes you just want to go and be like, fuck this or whatever.
Yeah.
But once we kind of released that, then on the day, everything was calm.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How did you find the like celebrant? Like,
we had no celebrant. We just go, like, no. Where? So we just went to City Hall. So we just, you just go to the hall, and there's a million different people getting married.
Yeah.
So it's like,
are they dressed up too?
Like, some people happens? Are, some people aren't. It's the fucking weirdest energy. So we'll get to that in a sec. So we had the photographer come, and then this other guy walks in with her, and she, and I'm like, Hilly? Oh my God.
What?
She, the photographer knows this guy that I did community theatre with. So this guy walks into the hotel room where we're just going to start to get photos and then head off to City Hall. And I'm like, Hilly, what the fuck are you doing here?
Hang
this
on,
guy
you knew the photographer.
From Sunbury in Victoria.
Get out.
And I was like,
how
what?
Did you not know that he was the one taking the photos?
He wasn't my
it?
Photographer. He just walks into the room with this girl. And I'm like, what is Hilly doing here? Like, why?
Get
and
out.
He was like, hey, Stace. And I was like, oh my God, he's friends with her for some reason and she's just brought him. Like, I just, my mind was fucking blown. Meanwhile, this Australian makeup artist, Becca, was fucking hilarious. She's still tripping out where eloping. She's like, oh my God. She's like, what is this day? And she's just losing her mind. Anyway, my two best mates had hired Hilly to capture the day on video. As
get
their present.
Out without you even realizing.
He lives in New York and he does music clips for bands.
Oh my God.
So he now is a video person that's following us around as like a creep in the background.
So he filmed a
the entire day as a present.
Oh, thank Christ. I just got goosebumps. Look at the hair on my arms.
Thank Christ.
Because I'm like, honestly, like.
This happened and where
so
are we?
It's so weird. Like, and I knew that you were eloping, but even not knowing what day you were doing it, like. I knew you were over there for 2 weeks. I knew it wasn't going to be in the first few days. I knew it wasn't going to be in the last few days. But even just the not knowing, I hated, but I kind of loved that I was like this secret magic mystery ball that, like, you know what it was, I suppose, that you spoke about, which was getting back to why do you get married to somebody? It's you and it's the person. It's just... You know, it's just you guys. And a lot of people say that on their wedding day. It's about us. It's about our relationship. And then the family pays for half and you invite these fuckers that you haven't seen since you were eight. You know, like.
Yeah.
So to really strip it back, but even more so where your besties and your family don't even know. Some don't even know altogether. But so, like, even your people that know that you're going over there to do it, they don't even know what day you're doing
no.
it.
No. So they sussed it out.
But
so
that added to more of
well,
the mystery.
Well, it tripped me out because no one knew and they hunted down one of my best mates asked who the photographer was, hunted her down and then emailed her and said, I know this is a bit out of light, but can you tell
Detective
us the day?
Sleuth work.
And then sent a mate.
Is she
so
Nancy
then,
Drew?
Oh,
like,
my
I'm
fucking
sorry.
God. And also I was like, this is semi-aggressive. I've decided none of these fuckers can come. And here they are, not just in their own way, but with a person I know. So as a joke, I made Hilly be the witness. Just to piss Betsy
How
Beth off.
Funny.
Not piss her off, but just to have a laugh, I mean. Like, just be like, this is hilarious. She's not even here, and somehow, like her random friend that lives in New York. He was stunning, and it was nice to have another Aussie there, actually, because it just kind of leveled it out. So we went and took some photos. The rooftop where we were staying at was amazing. Went to City Hall, and that is just at the front of City Hall, there was like a little man that had all these flowers. And I was like, I instantly saw these flowers that my auntie Chris had in her wedding photos. Like, they were just, I don't know, that breath flower.
Oh, yeah, baby's breath or whatever.
And they had
the little white ones.
Yeah, they had this big thing of it, and she was an 80s bride. My auntie Chris was like my mum, like, you know, and she passed away 5 years ago and she's never met Ben. And I just saw it's just interesting how things like that come up. Like when Hilly walked into the room, after I kind of calmed down from shock, I just saw Beth's mum, like, because she was also a bit of a second mum to me. And I just felt this energy
because
feel
Beth
energy.
Had organized
yeah,
him.
And I just
yeah.
felt Helen walk in. Like, it was just really full on. I just had little moments like this throughout the day, and then I saw these flowers, and I was like, "Oh my god, they're my Auntie Chris's flowers!" And I just got them. I was like, "I think I might get flowers." So this man at the front just has these scissors and chopped up this baby breath flowers with these peonies, and I had a bouquet in the end because I just was like, "These are really pretty," and I don't know, I just wanted them with me all of a sudden. And so it was awesome. And we went in and they were so nice and went in and waited and took a number and got them to write down who the witnesses are. And we couldn't understand the woman that married us at all.
What
she had
mean?
A very, very strong Asian accent. And at the end of the day, she was like, I do. And I'm like, and I looked at Ben, it happened so quick. Like,
oh my God, I'm obsessed.
We said, can we do our vows? And she's like, oh, how long? And I was like, oh, my God. We'd written vows and I was like, and I looked at Ben. He was like, oh, we can make them short. I go, Ben, no. I said, she can just wait. We're paying our $45. Like, she can just, I said, we're doing our vows and then you can do your bit.
So did you do the vows?
So we did our vows.
You didn't have to edit on the fly like a radio break? Like,
no.
Time's ticking,
I was like,
babes.
Fuck that. I've written these. It's
She's
taken
like,
me
get
three
to the
weeks.
Punchline.
Yeah, basically. She was. It was like, but there was two rooms you could go in. One guy had a World Cup fucking Guernsey on and the other woman was the woman we had. And I thought to myself, oh, God damn, if I get married by a fucking Guernsey bloke.
Nah.
Like, exactly like
you
Bogan
made the right
City.
Call. Provided
well, we didn't
you,
choose, thank goodness.
Well,
that
provided
she came,
you could understand her say, do you say I do? It doesn't
mate,
matter.
Mate, I couldn't. Ben had to whisper to me and say, you say I do here.
Oh, I can't. I, am
I could not
to see
understand
video.
What she
can
said.
We have a, can we have a screen?
I need
night
to
or
show
shit?
You the photos of this woman.
I haven't seen anything.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
It's mental.
Okay, so I need to find this photo. I just screen grabbed it. That is her in the middle. Not being able to understand a fucking word she has
that
said.
That jumpsuit is everything.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my good
it's
golly.
It's very, very good. So then we got married and said our vows.
How long
and it was
it,
like,
how long's the ceremony thing? Like, it's not a ceremony. How long's the thing go
so
for?
So quick, Merce. She literally was like, oh, it's the state of New York, blah, 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 blah. I understood that bit. And then she started just... She didn't tell us what she was going to do, nothing. Like, she didn't say, this is the point you say I do. I didn't know if we had to say I do.
But how long?
No idea what we were doing.
How long?
Five
how long?
Minutes. Barely.
Do you know this is the...
Maybe three or
this
four.
Is the fucking hilarious thing, right? We are sold this picture from the time that we can... Before we can even walk, guys, girls, but especially girls, like, this day, best day of your life, you look the best in your wedding day, all this stuff. When it comes down to it, all you're doing is this 5 minute little doobie whacker, and the rest is fluff.
It is so true. And it's marketing and it's commercialism, and we've been sold it.
Money spent. Traditions, values, things you do, things you don't, things you wear, people you have, all of that other stuff is actually 110% unnecessary. And I'm not saying I'm
it's
not saying
worth
you
having
shouldn't.
It or, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
saying it's not powerful or beautiful or, you know, it means something. Of course it means something, but at the crux of it, you know, and that should be a weight lifted up people's shoulders where they go, oh, if I don't want to wear a white dress, if I don't want dad to walk me down that, if I don't have to invite that person from school, all of that other stuff are meanings and bits and pieces that over time we've attached, because at the core, that's all it is.
And I think back now, and look, we had the most magical day. We went to Central Park. It poured down rain. My hair was a disaster. You know, nothing ended up mattering. I'm going to show you these in a second because I want to record some of your reaction. And I just like, it rained, Merce, and I forgot my umbrella in the taxi. So my hair was just kind of my hair like now. Like it,
love.
And I just, and I had a moment where I was like, fuck, there's this photographer following us. And then I was like, it's just me. Like, what does it matter? Mm. They're my photos. They're our photos. And our family and friends this week, it's in the mail now, which yours is coming. I kind of wanted you to get it in the mail like an actual normal person in my life, but I'll just show you now, should I?
Oh, what is it?
It's just the invite that everyone's getting.
Oh, for the party? Is this the one that's got it?
It's hilarious. It's so big. It was not meant to be this big. It was meant to be half the size, but we just got...
Oh, my God.
It's so big. It looks like a Colgate infomercial a little bit, but I'm uncomfortable with it. That's why I'm bagging it. I just feel so weirded out.
Oh,
you'll get yours in the mail, though.
Oh, my God. There's a photo. This... I'm actually speechless. I don't. So there's a photo of Ben and Stacey, and he is dipping you, and you are wearing a silver sequined jumpsuit with a cape.
The cape's a part of the jumpsuit. I didn't just wear a Superman cape.
Powder purple, 9-inch stiletto heels, like point toe pumps. Ben is wearing almost like a blue and navy tartan suit with these cute as fuck little loafers. You've got a pop of red lip, red nails, and just like sassy cowlick flick over blonde
it's
hair.
Wet, rained on hair, essentially.
And the smile on both of your faces is just... as legit as it's ever been.
Yeah.
And they're the flowers that you were talking about.
Yeah, the little peonies. So everyone will get that in the mail, and then we'll do a party next year. So that's it. Then we got married. And so we had some things in Central Park, went to the boathouse, had a glass of wine, and finished up photos. We were so over the photos at the end. Like it just, some
How
of them were
the
a bit,
photos go for?
Some of them were a bit posy, and I, you know, I just didn't want some of that. But then I had to remind myself it was Ben's marriage day too.
Yes.
And he liked some of those ones.
Yes.
So a few times he's like, this will be cool, like kind of creative. And I'm like, it's so fake. Because I was so good at doing this weird laugh, like because we do it for
from
a living.
From the photo shoot,
you just pretend to laugh. So you're very good at, not that we pretended, but you kind of have to in some parts when you're reenacting things.
Well, because it's unnatural
or...
to stand in front of a camera for 3 hours and smile.
Exactly. So we finished up, went to the boathouse in Central Park, and then went back to the hotel and had sex and just had a bit of a nap.
You napped on the day you got married?
And we went back and I said, Ben's like, I'm buggered. Like, we're going out for dinner. So we went home and I'd bought something from Victoria's Secret, lol, and put that on. Then we had sex and had just a lay down and then got back up and I said, should I put the same outfit on? He's like, yeah, why not? We'll just get redressed. And then went out for dinner and then that was it.
Was there any part of you that was like, I wish I had someone else to celebrate this with? Like, were you, because it's just you two in this little bubble, right? Were you busting? You know, you're talking about the adrenaline. Was there someone that was, you were like, I need to call them and tell them, because sometimes that excitement and happiness shared is doubled. Like, was there part of you
that was
like...
It was funny you say that. It was more terrifying to realise the honest answer to that. And the honest answer was not once. I WhatsApped two of my besties and just sent them one photo, like a selfie of us. And that was it. They only found out that day too.
For a long time... when you were single and even after meeting Ben, unsure that being a wife or getting married or, you know, that was for you.
Mm.
And I know some people are like, how do you feel? Like, you know, as if you like suddenly change as a person. But I do think, I mean, does the relationship feel different? Does the way that you look at him feel different?
I think it feels like you stop. There's just maybe one extra question that goes. It's the best way to explain it. When you're really... when you've been broken, when you've been incredibly independent, when you have been in relationships that haven't turned out, and when particularly this one for me, when you do not have examples, you don't have any to go by. There is always a teeny little question where you're like...
Of security?
Yeah, just a teeny little question of, is this the right one? Is this... Is he going to stay? Is he the... Is that... Every single little time there's a niggle or something, there's just a teeny faint little thing, even after you meet someone that you know is your person.
Mm.
And I just feel like one of those little questions has gone.
Mm.
Just because you there's a real formalized commitment here.
Mm.
And we don't know how it's going to pan out, but we both are fucking all in.
Mm.
You know, so the questions can fuck off for the moment. You know, like there is no reason to be questioning right now because this is as committed as it gets. At the That's beginning cool. of a relationship, looking forward and promising each other everything you dream. This, if you aren't committed at this, you don't feel comfortable at this point, then it's on you, you know. Like you, we feel, yeah, it feels very, very solid. So,
that's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I just think watching that journey and being here, like a lot of the steps of the way of you going, I don't even get it. Why would you even get married? To then come the other side and be like, for that.
And it's
like,
just so lovely.
You found it. You found why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's,
so
that's
we're in the present. It's you feel cool. very, very much in the present. So very lucky girl. We're
do you
lucky
call him,
to have
do
found
you,
each other.
Do you now call him your husband?
Oh, yeah.
Hubby?
Well, I'm actually, husband? You're going to hate. Like I just started saying hubband. Like it's hubband. Just, I just say around the house, you're my hubband?
Hubband.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just sticking. I can't help it. It just happened. So on that note,
please
you're my hubband? Like, I just kidding. Is that racist?
No, maybe a little bit. I'm like, is that a throwback
Well, we
to
got
the
married
Starbucks?
By, yes, because sure. that's where it started. I was
okay.
like, you'll be hubband and wife. Oh, like, no. So now he's my hubband.
Just be careful. And
I'm
on
very
that note.
Sorry. I cannot help that I couldn't understand some things. It's just a natural thing, right?
This is what you say I do, babe. Oh, I do. If you want to say congrats, seriously, you can do it on the Thinker Girls channels now that's all out in the open. It's very, very exciting. Or just go to Old Mates. God, you're going to be flooded, aren't you? Imagine imagine DMs, etc. It's going to be fucking peaking. If you're not cracking the 10K on Insta, I don't know what'll do. You'll have to get divorced and
don't
remarried
put
again.
Pressure on there.
I'm joking, bro. But seriously, the socials will be going off.
Oh my God, we'll put some photos up. You know, there's photos on my Instagram already, and we'll chuck up
these, and they're stunning.
Yeah, we'll chuck
them up. I'm really genuinely from the bottom of my heart. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, I can't wait to party with you. Like,
I'm so happy.
It's so fun that it's such a long process now.
Yeah.
Like, it feels very long. We're not having a party till fucking New Year's Eve next year, so it's a far way away. But who cares? Like, we've just made the rules the whole way, and yeah, it feels really good.
I'm really, really happy.
Thank
you,
mate. Thanks, mate. Yeah, we've got huge shows coming up this week.
Yes.
Angie and Ivy from
Gogglebox. Channel 10, new season is back.
They're the one with the dogs.
The two blonde chicks. They, you know, talk all about living with somebody that's disabled, women in media and the television industry. It's like incredibly
And their friendship.
Chat.
They're really interesting, unique friendship. They're like 10 years apart, I think, and have done this incredible journey of television without the fame part. It's a really interesting chat. And, of course, our 411 will rock up at some point this week also.
Love you guys. You like this ep, share it around, share it with your pals.
Yeah.
Big news, big day.
Where
big
is
love.
The love? Where is the love?
Did you love this podcast but you want to chat about it more? Make sure you go to the Thinker Girls on Facebook, that's obviously us, and Insta, because that's where we're going to be continuing this convo with you, Posse.
Yes, we want to know what you think, Posse. So every week we'll be breaking down our podcast content across social media so you have an opportunity to share your opinions.
Plus, we're on Insta stories every damn day, so you get to come along with us for this crazy TG ride.
Yeah, Merce. Head to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or even Twitter to find us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.